Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are calling in from the LA area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the, boy, is it going to get warm this weekend, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. Now, producer Kina, who is usually right there helping to take care of things and back stuff up, is off doing something interesting on her own out of the area. So I've opened up the chat room. So if you want to log into the chat room and talk amongst yourselves or just listen in on the show, I will be joining into the chat room after the episode is done. So today we're talking about the view from the shore. And there's a quote by Christopher Columbus that says, "You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." And relating to the summer solstice, in the Druidic tradition, one of the terms used for the summer solstice is Alban Hefen, which is Gaelic for light of the shore. And the relationship it has to the summer solstice is that that is the point where it is the longest day and you're right at the border point or the edge of the change of the seasons where the days suddenly start becoming shorter and shorter. Now, the idea behind that is that the shore is the place where realities, such as the land and the water, meet and can be experienced equally. On a spiritual level, it's that place where many possibilities can be viewed and experienced while being able to just kind of not actually step into any particular one, take a look at them. The land represents what's safe, and the distant waters represent the unknown. So today we're going to be looking at the balance between taking the leap of faith and remaining safe on land. And there are body, mind, and spirit issues that this can relate to. It is important when we're getting ready to make a choice as to something, especially if it's something creating a huge change in our life. It's scary, and we instinctively will look at the risks that can come with it. Let's say if you are not happy with your job. Well, the potential would be that you go out and you find yourself another job. And that can be very risky. You know, it's, what if I can't find another job that I like? What if it was better for me to stay in the situation I'm in? A lot of times we second-guess ourselves, and we can actually second-guess ourselves completely out of making a choice that could potentially be really, really good for us. It's a lot easier to think about all the possible bad things that can happen as a result of something as opposed to the possible good things, because it's about trying to keep ourselves safe. And as I've talked about, you know, that aspect of fear within us is just trying to keep us safe, and safe means don't move, don't do anything, don't risk. And you can, say, reduce the risk of finding another job by finding another job while you still have the one you're in. Or if for some reason, you know, you don't have that job anymore, maybe you got laid off and you don't know whether or not you want to stick with the job that you've been doing but you don't really like, as opposed to going, you know what, maybe this is the time for me to start my own business, or maybe this is the time for me to go back to school, or maybe this is the time for me to completely change careers. So the idea that each one of those aspects has an inherent wonderful outcome, but it also has an inherent risk. there are very few guarantees in life. And when we look at the things that can be the most wonderful and have the greatest potential, usually those are also the things that have the greatest risk. And when I think about the saying, you can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore, it brings to mind on a spiritual level that idea that we really often have to take that leap of faith, like we were talking about last week. And sometimes that leap can be very, very daunting. And once you take it, a lot of times you find it wasn't as bad as you thought it would be. And you also find the potential gain is worth so much more. So in looking at the things that, you know, might keep us from making a choice, what is it that triggers when we think about risking to gain something? Well, usually we think about the immediate risk, that when it's like, well, could this interfere with, you know, the lifestyle that I have? Am I risking abundance by making this particular choice? Am I risking that I'm going to, you know, irritate people and maybe some people are not going to embrace this choice I'm making, and I don't want to lose friends or have family members mad at me? These choices can come up, and especially in relationships, if you're considering ending a relationship or possibly beginning a new relationship. The idea that, well, maybe this isn't the right person for me, and maybe I've fallen in love before and had my heart broken, and I don't want to go through that again. And becoming close to someone is going to create a risk that, you know, I don't know if I can deal with. Now, we each have to figure out where our line is. You know, where is it that the risk potential gain is not worth the potential negative outcome? And there's nothing wrong with that. It's very sensible to figure out what is it that you have to gain, what is it that you have to lose. And there's an old saying that you never gamble more than you're willing to lose. And sometimes life is pretty much a gamble. Relationships are a gamble. Life dreams are a gamble. And when you decide that you're going to attempt something, and you look at all the things that line up on each side of the issue. You know, some people make a list. What are the pros and what are the cons? And if you got a nice big list of things that it's like, okay, these are the potential problems I could have with this choice, then you figure it out. Okay, what is it that calls me to this choice? And is there another way I can do it that maybe has a little bit less risk? So as you think about the things in your life that you're hitting a wall on, that it, you know, maybe it's something kind of big and kind of scary, and maybe you're having a real hard time trying to figure out whether or not it's the right thing for you to do, go with your gut. Why do I want to do this? And give yourself an honest answer. Maybe it's something that you've always wanted. Maybe it's something that you are being told is really good for you, and, you know, it's like, oh, you should do this, you should do this. And you're kind of going with, you know, what people are suggesting for you, which is, it can be a wonderful thing or it could be a problem depending on the people who are telling you and why they're telling it to you. Are they encouraging you to do something because it is something that's going to help you grow? Or are they encouraging you to do something because it's sort of a control issue and they want you to do something not as much for yourself but for them? So no matter what we choose, it's important to consciously choose. If we're going to risk, make it a conscious risk. Learn as much as you can about the situation. I mean, you know, there's no way to know every variable in every situation. And you can learn a lot. You can take time to take a look at it, see, okay, here's the evidence that I have to support either doing it or not doing it.
one of the things that as a chiropractor, you know, I come across a lot of people who have, you know, different types of joint and muscle issues, certain things, repetitive stress injuries, and things that, say, move beyond conservative treatment and move more towards, say, a surgical procedure. And very often I have patients who will ask me, wow, you know, my orthopedic surgeon is recommending that I have this particular surgery. Should I have it? I can give them my best advice based on my knowledge of what's going on with them. And often it does reach a point where it's like, you know what, these surgeries are, you know, doing amazing. You know, orthopedic surgery really has made huge leaps and bounds, and with arthroscopic surgeries, generally the recovery is really well and the outcomes are really well. Now, are there times when it goes bad? Yes. But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be considered. That means that, okay, if we're considering this, let's look at, you know, what is the doctor's history with this particular surgery? How have they been doing? How have their patients been recovering? Which are all things you can find out. You know, what are the, you know, all of the risks that could come from it? You know, what are the benefits? And, you know, just really by breaking it down into something that it becomes almost like a science project, or it becomes a little bit more objective when you're looking at evidence. And whether it's whether or not you're going to have a surgery, whether or not you're going to keep a job, whether or not you're going to stay in a relationship, whether or not you feel like something needs to shift in your life but you're not quite sure what, it's about realizing that an infinite number of possible potentials exists. And you are the one making the choice. Unless you choose to surrender the choice to someone else. Now, if somebody says, you know, it's like, well, I really don't like choosing, so I'm going to find the smartest person that I know, who I trust the most, and I'm going to ask them what I should do. And whatever they say, I'm going to do that. Which is an option. And be really careful about, you know, doing that, because really that's about surrendering your authority. That's about surrendering your responsibility to be the captain of your own ship and to be the one directing your life. Often when I have something where I'm really not sure how much risk I want to take, it's like, okay, what's the worst that could happen with this? And if I work backwards from the worst thing that could happen and figure out, okay, how often statistically does that happen? Do most of the attempts at this particular thing work? Then, okay, you know, I can make that choice based on, you know, even if it's just the law of averages. Back in 2010, as I've mentioned before, I skydived. And when you look at the risk potential of that, there's a fairly high risk of rolling out of a perfectly functioning aircraft at 10,000 feet. And looking at what I had to gain, now, if I made like an entire a list, yes, the list of what I had to gain was actually short compared to the list of all the things that could go wrong. But the things that I had on the list of the reasons why I should do it were very powerful. One, it was a spiritual piece for me. I needed a leap of faith in my life. At that point, I was in between a lot of different things, and I needed something that would, one, just shock my system into going, all right, this is life, and this is how precious it can be. And this is what it means to fly. This is what it means to be out there. And you're going to be okay. You know, I really honestly the whole time believed that I would be fine. And there was always that part of me going, am I nuts? I mean, all the, you know, what if the chute wasn't packed properly and all of these things. And yet I made the choice to take the leap. And it served me very well. I got out of it exactly what I wanted to get out of it. And those, while that's a pretty drastic and very literal leap of faith, there's all kinds of little small choices that you can make in your life that will allow you to venture out. You know, you don't have to just barrel out into the water and, you know, start heading away from the shore. You know, you can just sit and walk along the shore a little bit, you know, go up to your knees in that possibility and see how that feels. Now, at some point, if you keep going out and keep going out, even if you're inching your way, you know, you're going to be in over your head. And then you either sink or you swim. And if you sink, just make sure there's somebody there to throw you a life preserver. It doesn't always have to be a big, drastic thing. It can be little, tiny choices that ultimately answer the question, what is going to make me happy? What is going to allow me to feel balanced? Out of all the potential possibilities that are out there for me, which one do I want the most to happen? If you want wellness and you want to be able to get up and do things and be very active, and, you know, maybe you're not so active, maybe you've got, you know, an illness or an injury and you're afraid to go out, well, you know, if I go out and if I start walking, maybe, you know, something will happen to me. Maybe, you know, my back will go out. If I decide that, you know, I want to start Zumba or you know, water aerobics or anything, you know, maybe my injury will get worse. A lot of things could happen. And a lot of really cool things could happen. And even if it doesn't go well, more than likely you will survive it. You just may have a few bumps and bruises. And a life lesson on maybe you do it differently in a different situation. It is scary to take the leap of faith. It is scary to stand at the shore and you look out. And I don't know too many people who could stand by the ocean and look and not wonder what's beyond the horizon. What would it be like to be over there? What would it be like to, you know, risk and be brave? And as long as you balance brave with some good common sense, pretty much you're going to be okay. You know, if you decide, well, I'm going to sell all my belongings and I'm going to move to another place and start all over there. Well, I've actually done that. My ex-husband and I packed up our two young kids, decided that we were going to move to Louisiana near New Orleans, where my father grew up. We had visited there, both fell in love with it. It felt like home. So with the money in our pockets and selling our home, the trailer that we were living in, we had a mobile home, we sold it, and just headed out. We had no jobs there. We moved into a townhouse sight unseen. Now, looking back, there's a few things that I would have done differently, but not much, because it was a heck of an adventure. And every once in a while, we all need an adventure. Every once in a while, we need to have something shake everything up. Maybe a little bit of risk. Maybe a lot of bit of risk. But figure, okay, I can make the risk slightly less scary by doing these things and having these things in place. When you are considering, you know, your physical health, yeah, there's risk to almost everything. There's a certain level of risk to chiropractic treatments, which is why everybody signs and, you know, we go over informed consent. And what informed consent means is that, okay, here are the potential things that could go wrong, and that you are acknowledging that you're aware of this and you want to go ahead anyway. And unfortunately, we don't get a lot of informed consent in life. It seems to be very random, which is not a bad thing. It definitely keeps it interesting. But the idea that we have an opportunity each and every day to make choices that will create change, to risk either a little or a lot. And when we talk about, you know, life is a risk. And then once we finish up whatever it is that we're meant to do here, then that's another shore the edge of. And when I think of my father and my mother and my sister, you know, they've all passed on. And especially today, because today would have been my father's 81st birthday. And he passed away back in 92. And there isn't a day that I don't think about him. There isn't a day that I don't think of standing at that shore and knowing that one day I'm going to go on to the other, you know, head out to the far oceans, and we're going to meet up again. You know, and that part of my family is going to be together again, and aunts and uncles and grandparents and all of that. You know, that's a big shore to work with. That's the shore of life. You know, I have someone tremendously dear to me who is, you know, she's getting ready to transition out of this life into the next. And while I know I will miss her with all my heart because she's so tremendously dear to me, I know that she's going to be fine. And oddly enough, that's one of the few journeys we have that really doesn't have a risk to it. We're going to be moving forward into whatever is next. And whatever your spiritual beliefs and however you feel about it as to what happens after this life, you know, please enjoy that and be comforted by that. And, you know, I would not ever wish to offend anyone. My belief is that there's something amazing after all of this and gives life meaning. And the more adventures that we have during this life, the more we get to experience and the more we grow and the more we can offer, the more we get to share. So it is really all about, what is it that you want? What are you willing to risk for it? If it's something that you are tremendously passionate about, or someone that you're tremendously passionate about, then maybe you're willing to risk whatever it takes to risk. And consider, you know, is it this person or thing that I want, or is it the story I've attached to them? So just be clear to what it is that you want to risk for. And if you consider it, if you go, wow, you know what? No, this is my calling. This is what I'm meant to do. Then, you know, you got to follow that. You've got to explore that at least as far as you can. I will be taking another trip to Africa this year. And there are certain inherent risks in that, and I have had folks who have expressed concern about my choice to, you know, go to a foreign country and really, you know, be kind of cut off. You know, it's very difficult to, or it's very expensive to have calls going back and forth. So pretty much, you know, all of my loved ones here, you know, they're going to be without me. And there won't be a whole lot of contact. And that's a risk that I understand. And they may be uncomfortable. And it's something very cool, and it's something I'm very called to. So, yeah, even though the list of things in favor of it is shorter than the list of things that can go wrong, the intensity of the reasons why I do it make up for it. They counterbalance. And they might not counterbalance for everyone, but they counterbalance for me. So decide what it is that you've always wanted to do, that you've always wanted to achieve, and figure out how much risk is in it. Then figure out ways. It's like, okay, how many of these risks can I reduce if I do it a little bit differently and still achieve what I want to achieve? It does not allow us to grow if all we do is worry about being safe. It's important to want to be safe, and it's important to do things to support that, unless it's taking away your opportunity to live your life to the fullest. And maybe it doesn't work out. Worst case scenario, you've got a wonderful story of, wow, this did not go well, and here is why, and you can learn from it. It can be a great story that, you know, you tell to others about, you know, some sort of an epic adventure that didn't quite end the way you thought it was going to. One way or another, you're going to be wiser after it. Consulting with those who have either done it or who can give you guidance on it is a good thing. Investigate it, explore it, study it, figure out a way to make it happen so that you get out of it what you want to get out of it, as opposed to just saying, well, nope, too hard. So it is important to be you. It is important to embrace those things that could be the most amazing thing in your life, to study it, to figure out a way to make it happen. And if it doesn't happen the first time, well, then maybe, you know, it's not meant to be. Or maybe you just need to figure out another way. Making your way through the process, that gives you more, actually, than what you end up with. So enjoy your view from the shore. Enjoy imagining what the other side would look like, what a distant shore would look like. And understand that there's somebody on that distant shore who's staring back, wondering what your shore looks like. So, enjoy your view. But don't just stare. See what it is that you can do to move yourself forward. It may be scary, but just because it's scary doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. So, risk a little bit. Risk within reason, or if you risk without reason, then make sure that you've got a few contingency plans. But enjoy life, because really, we've got this go around to have as much fun as we can. And then we're going to do something else. So life is tremendously precious. So enjoy it. Well, that's it for this Thursday, and I will be back next Thursday. If you would like to log in, or if you are logged into the chat room, I will be logging in there right after the show. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, then you can let me know, either by contacting me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com, or calling me at 408-372-2840. Until then, I wish you balance. I wish you blessing. I wish you a gorgeous view from the shore. And I wish you all the adventure that you can handle. Take care.